You. You are trouble. Faut que je me méfie, moi.
She then stole the bread from Alex's plate and popped it into her mouth. She snapped her fingers towards the server twice as she chewed. Swallowing, as the man in black and white waiter's garb closed in, she proclaimed,
We need wine. At least two bottles.
Something good, nothing local. We have celebrating to do. The server brought over wine in record time. Trish giggled as the dark-haired woman plucked yet another item from Alex's plate, this time a Belgian fry, leaving her plate untouched. Alex laughed.
I thought you Europeans were all about etiquette.
No, not at all. We are much more passionate about being rude to Americans.
She then grabbed his water from the table and took a large drink, finishing it, then set it down in front of her plate.
She's fun. Can we keep her?
Alex barely suppressed a laugh. Okay, we're doing this now. He grabbed one of the mussels off her plate, scraped it with a fork to loosen the meat, and downed it.
Zoe offered. Truce. Alex nodded, but noticed she had grabbed his napkin off his lap, dabbing her lips with it.
So, about this job, tell me about it.
Zoe asked, turning serious for a moment. Alex just shook his head, then pointed across the table.
The lovely redhead is Trish, and the knockout brunette is Jamie. Consider this part of a placement interview. Tell me what their jobs are.
Zoe quirked a perfectly sculpted eyebrow.
If I had to guess, I would say one of them is your administrative assistant. The other, I have no idea. You don't need a translator. Maybe she's here for the other one, or maybe a chauffeur.